la la, it's Weekend with Wiser, and what a weekend. And next month, this is going to be, we're winding up for Thanksgiving and the holidays. I hope that you all join us at the Radio St. Pete first annual holiday party on December 3rd, 1 to 5 at Webb City Cellar. That's next to Green Bench Brewing, part of it. We'll have live music for free from 1 to 5, and there'll be lots of delicious people there and musicians there, and you can, it's a no-host bar. And then if you want to join us for the VIP happy hour from 5 to 7 featuring Gloria West, yes, she's back, get your tickets now, go to our website, go to our Facebook. It's going to be a good, joyous time. So let's start with this week. In November 21st to the 24th is OCC's famous St. Pete Bike Fest 2024. Burt's Barracuda, you know them, and it's going to be a Sunshine Skyway ride with Paul Sr. You know him from the OCC TV show. Things start off with a dramatic free kickoff party and military tribute on November 21st. And on the final day of the event, there's going to be a raffle for a 2024 Harley Davidson. Musical acts include Sunset Strip, Molly Hatchet, Hinder, Shovelhead, and more. There's lots of after parties Friday and Saturday. Food, drink, it is the place to be. So even if you aren't a Harley Davidson fan or a motorcycle fan, enjoy the good music, the bike shows galore, get yourself a cool t-shirt, and that'll be happening. So my favorite thing to do this weekend, and Radio St. Pete will be live from the 34th annual Suncoast Jazz Festival. There will be 80 talented musicians from all over the world, indoors and outdoors, at the Sheraton Sand Key Resort in Clearwater Beach. Musical genres include modern acoustic, jazz, swing, Brazilian, Latin, the Big Easy, American Songbook, there's swing dancing, there's a parasol contest, there's gospel. Headliners include Jason Marsalis, Wycliffe Gordon, Diego Figueredo, Ken Poplawski, and many more. We will be live on Radio St. Pete Friday from 5 to 8:30 p.m. We'll be showcasing La Lucha, followed by Night Nightjar and Guitar Mageddon, and finishing up with the crew, Brian Hughes, James Suggs, and we will be live. So tune into Radio St. Pete, but more importantly, get your tickets, come up for the weekend, look for me, Nanette Wiser, at our table, and let's have a good time. Also going on this weekend, November 23rd and 24th, is the Tampa Bay Holiday Market, held at the Coliseum, which just celebrated its 100th year in downtown St. Pete. It will be jam-packed with local vendors selling everything, gifts, cosmetics, decor, lots of makers to support. And following that, after Thanksgiving, is the biggest small business Saturday and Sunday celebration ever, Shopapalooza, November 3rd through December 1st, 10 to 5, 350 local vendors, local beer and wine, giveaways, kid zones, live entertainment. Don't miss it. It is the most incredible time of the year. A great music lineup, and more. So if you're looking for local handmade gifts, please join us for both of these events. Let's get down to the music. Charlie Morris Band featuring TC Carr is tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Blind Pass Road. Ben Rogers will be at the Ale and the Witch Friday night concert starting at 7:30. There will be, for those of you who want to do a little traveling, there is an inaugural Sunshine Hootenanny Music and Art Festival in Brooksville, November 21st and 23rd. I have a favorite place I like to go in Brooksville that serves an amazing tea. The Still Shining Movies and Music Series will be at the St. Pete Pier Friday, November 22nd through the 24th. You know, this is the time of year when so many people come into town. It's a great chance to show our town off. On Friday, there'll be music from Down from Jersey, followed by Little Miss Sunshine movie, and then Sharknado. On Saturday, there'll be music by Janooney for kids, followed by a movie at 12:30, Finding Nemo, then Encanto, then The Sweet Spot, and then Free Willy, and then Jaws. And on November 24th, there'll be the Little Mermaid live-action music movie, followed by music with Tribal Style, then a movie with Aquaman, a music with Jen Treadley, and then movie Waterworld. So get yourself to the pier. That's going to be a fun and unusual thing to do. Don't forget the markets this weekend, the market at the St. Pete High School in Kenwood on Sunday, the Corey Avenue Market on Sunday, and of course the Saturday Market on Saturday is a great place, again, to get locally made goods and stock up on yummy, yummy, yummy jellies, jams, baked goods. So make that happen. This Sunday, Jazz in the Lounge with Boho Sideshow at 2 p.m. And the crew is back in that night. Largo Evening Market starts this Saturday at 5 p.m. And for those of you who haven't been over to Clearwater for CPAC, there's so much going on there as well. Another thing that I want to tell you about is Elf in Concert, film with live orchestra. Hey, Buddy the Elf is going to travel from New York. He's going to see us in St. Pete. He's in full elf uniform. I love that movie. I know you love the movie. You need to get your tickets before they sell out at the Strass, Saturday, December 7th, 2 and 7 p.m. Also coming up this weekend is Brahms Symphony No. 2 featuring Joyce Yang for Greg's Piano Concerto. That is November 23rd at the Mahaffey, November 22nd at the Strass. I love a classical Christmas, and Michael Francis will be conducting a cozy concert featuring the Master Chorale of Tampa Bay and Lumina Youth Choir on Friday, December 13th at the Strass, and then on December 14th at the Mahaffey. Please go to the Mahaffey, the Strass, Ruth Eckert Hall, the Sound, and Capitol Theater. Tickets make a great gift during the holiday. Coming up at the Clearwater Performing Arts Center, better known as LargerArts.com, there's a big band Christmas, December 14th, Christmas with the Celts for the Irish on December 20th, holiday traditions around the world, Saturday, December 21st, and I love this one, a Spheres Bubble Show on the 3rd. Perhaps one of my favorite things, both in San Diego and here, is a Dave Koz and Friends Christmas tour. And this year on the 30th at Ruth Eckert Hall, he'll be featuring Jonathan Butler and special guests Vincent Ingala, Adam Hawley, and Rebecca Jade. That is going to be incredible. If you want to do something really fun, classic albums tribute, this Sunday the 24th, Supertramp, Breakfast in America. Also this Friday, November 22nd at Ruth Eckert Hall is Floyd Nation. And on the 21st tonight, Ingrid Malmsteen. That's hard to say. But it is going to be fun. So there's a lot of new concerts that have been announced. Aldo Meola is going to be at the Capitol Theater. Kev Mo is going to be at the Capitol Theater on the 17th. Aldo Meola on the 16th. Dweezil Zappa, January 23rd. Scott McCreery, February 20th. Rick Springfield and Richard Marx, February 27th. You really need to check with Capitol Theater and Ruth Eckert Hall and the Mahaffey. The concerts get loaded and locked and loaded quickly. There's so much going on this time of year. I love it. Bonnie Raitt this Saturday. That's going to be incredible. Suncoast Jazz Festival. I said that again. Again, we'll be live there. Dreamcatcher, the K-pop group, comes to the Mahaffey Theater this weekend. Don't miss that. That's going to be at 7:30. Busch Gardens Christmas Town is starting. Black Violin is going on over at International Plaza. Cold Case Live is at the Strass Theater this weekend. The Mountaintop continues at American Stage through the weekend. Please catch that. And also don't miss Moriarty continues at Freefall Theater. Also going on is Dunedin Celtic Music Saturday, 10 to 7. That's the Celtic Music Festival. That is a lot of fun. And Geezers is at the Katherine Hickman Theater. I might be a geezer. I'm not sure. It's a play about the collision between a feisty group of senior citizens and Jack, a shy man in his late 20s, who works in the Cruise nursing home. That's at Katherine Hickman Theater. Always fun. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, and if you love that, The White Christmas, the musical, is at Central Park Performing Arts Center through Sunday, and also the living legend of comedy with Artie Fletcher and Jimmy J.J. Walker. Please check out Off Central. Please check out Creative Coastal. There's so much to see in this town. I am Nanette Weiser, Weekend with Weiser. Please join us for the next episode of all of the fun things you can do in town. and we wish you a happy holiday.